living with doubts and questions, but living by faith. Now, if that's you this morning, I apologize if you're on either end of the spectrum. There's nothing wrong with you. God loves you. But this message is particularly for those that are right here in the middle. And I believe the Magi, the wise men, were right in this zone. The Magi were people, astrologers, magicians, we're not sure exactly what they were, but they were Magi from the East. But they were individuals who really leaned in the faith that they had. Now, they knew, now some details about this text, they knew that a king would be born from Judea. The Old Testament spoke about this. We could list off the prophets that had spoken about the coming king born of Judea. In fact, if you look at ancient literature, many cultures and nations actually taught this. Far east and even into lands closer to Europe, there was this rumor mill that was around the world that there would be a king that would be born in Judah. But here's the thing, the wise men, they didn't know exactly where they were going. The star arose off in the distance, and they just went to Jerusalem. They heard that the king would be born in Judea, so they took off. Now, there were doubts. A four-week journey by walking, 2 weeks by camel. You see, what the wise men did was they leaned in the midst of doubts. Could this be true? Now, the wise men saw the star. We sometimes think that the star kind of guided them right to the point where Jesus was. But did you notice in the text that's not really what happened? It just says that it rose in the east. They just took off to Jerusalem. They didn't go to Bethlehem. They went to Jerusalem. They talked to the scholars. And then it was after they had that conversation, then they went to Bethlehem. You see, in the midst of all that movement, they leaned in the midst of doubts about what was happening, they leaned in and went a little bit further. And then can you imagine the moment when they saw Jesus? Here's a myth, a fable too. Do you notice that when they go to Bethlehem, the text says that they went to a house. He's not in a stable. At this point, when Jesus is in Bethlehem, he's in a house. Can you imagine how disappointed they must have felt and filled with doubt when they saw Jesus? Here was a baby, poor mother, poor father. And they leaned in faith in the midst of doubt, and they gave him the gifts that they had. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What a wonderful example. Leaning in the midst of what must have been a lot of questions and doubt on their journey. Now this morning, as we enter in again into 2023, I imagine that we too have doubts and questions, even of God. That bill comes in the mail that was unexpected. The furnace blows up. Where did that come from? The car has that unexpected problem that's just going to cost a whole bunch of money. The doubt comes. God, you said you are going to provide. The health diagnosis comes. The accident from out of nowhere happens to you. Doubts swirl. God, you said you were going to protect me. A difficult decision comes in life. A lot of gray area. Should I go left or should I go right? It's not really clear. Doubts can arise. God, you said that you'd guide me. Doubts. Christianity is not the absence of doubts. You've gotten that wrong. It's not the absence of questions. If we did it that way, do you realize we'd have to eliminate Mary from the story? She probably had doubts. We'd have to eliminate Joseph from the story, eliminate the Magi. Nobody would be there. What Christianity is this. What's most important is what we do after we have doubts. Are we willing to lean in the midst of doubts? Or do we kind of stand back and become complacent and apathetic? The beautiful thing with the Magi is that they leaned in and kept journeying. What a powerful example for us today and this year. And the truth is that God leaned into them, didn't he? God leaned into the Magi by inviting them forward with the star. I've been thinking about invitation a lot. Have you ever gotten an invitation in the mail from someone to attend a wedding? I'm sure you have. This last year, I've had three or four weddings. Just last night, had a wedding here at Peace Lutheran Church, by the way.